Tom Brady and Giselle officially filed for divorce.
It's not filed. It's done.
Yeah.
It's over, which is shocking to me, right? I mean, I thought that, you know, there was no details coming out here. Honestly, I thought that they would reconcile. It just, to me, it all strikes me as kind of sad, to tell you the truth.
You know, I just wonder, like, why was it so fast? Usually when you hear about this, there's like a separation and then there's a period of time. He like lost three games and then lost his wife and that was the end of it.
No, I think that the lost wife thing happened before, and that's probably why he's losing these games. I mean, not for mention, you know, the Bucks are not as good as they were over the last couple of years too. So it's not just all Tom Brady, but you know, I mean, when you got stuff on your mind and it's not resolved, I got to be honest, now that it's over with, I think he's probably going to have a better season actually now that it's resolved, right? I mean, once you don't have a distraction, something on your mind, it's over. But again, it just, it strikes me as kind of sad. Listen, it's great that he is singularly focused on being great and all that. But bro, football is going to dry up one way or the other. Like at some point, you know, you've been defying the laws of aging forever. It's going to dry up, Anna. And then what does he have, right? You know, I mean, I thought that they were good for each other.
It makes me sad because I feel like she's like a strong role, a supportive mom, a supportive wife. And then you see that happen and you're like, gosh, like they couldn't keep it together. And you look at those kids and like they're so happy, those children. And you think, well, what happens now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I tell you that she's not going to be dating Antonio Brown. That would be my first leap right there.
Correct.
I've seen the betting pools, which again seems kind of sad. Pete Davidson's in the lead, I believe, right now as an odds-on favorite. I don't really see either of them jumping out and starting dating right away, but what do I know?
No, I think Tom Brady does. I think Giselle does not. And I think Tom Brady does because I don't think Tom Brady knows how to be alone. Remember, he went from... Bridget Moynihan, right?
Yes, yes.
He went from one relationship right into a relationship with her, got married right away. I don't think this is a guy that knows how to be alone. And I think that he relies on women to help him in his career. I think that Giselle helped him in a lot of ways with his diet, with the way he lived, with the way he raised his children, his family. So I think that he's the kind of guy that he doesn't know what to do when a woman isn't by his side. And I would not be surprised if 3 months go by and he's not dating somebody else.
I mean, that could happen. It could go that way. Then again, he could just have Bill Belichick move into his house. Mm-hmm. The two of them did awesome together for so many years.
Yep.
That would work out, right? I don't know, man. Again, you know what was shocking to me, too, was that I saw it when they said they finalized the divorce. They put his value at $350 and hers at $400. I thought she was worth like five times as much as he was.
No, I know she was worth more money, but I didn't know. I knew it was somewhat close. I mean, it doesn't matter. Neither of them are going hungry. That's for sure.
That's
but
true.
I wonder if either of them have to pay alimony.
No.
No?
What I saw, what was written up is they had a prenup anyways.
Yes.
That was pretty ironclad. They have some real estate that they have to divest after that. They have to, you know, whatever, spin it off or whatever. But who knows what they'll do with that?
Yeah. Tom Brady will be dating somebody in 3.5 months.
Wow.
Mark my words.
I think it'll be after the Super Bowl.
The CFO of Ford had a big announcement this week. Here he is using fancy corporate talk.
We saw that the arc to a scaled, profitable business was a long way off. And so what we've decided is that we're going to reallocate our capital. We're going to focus on L2 plus and L3 driver assistance technologies, where we can give our consumers time back in their vehicle.
Fancy, fancy, fancy words for Ford is quitting making self-driving cars.
Who's a bigger sellout, the politician or the CEO? I mean, that was fantastic word salad he just did.
Oh, it was so much corporate
spin.
That was
so good.
Yeah.
That guy's going to be with Ford for a long time. If not, he gets fired. He's going to have a different job that afternoon.
When I heard this, I was like, wait a minute. Ford is quitting making self-driving cars? Great. It's about time. Can we stop with that? Because it's scary and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be the way of the future. And actually, it's supposed to reduce accidents. Of course, the roads, the bridges, everywhere would have to be ready for this. And it would all have to happen at the exact same time, right? For it to be truly successful.
They always say you should never quit. Follow your dreams.
No.
And Ford said, nah.
Nah, we're quitting.
We're quitting this.
We're going to save our money.
And I was thinking about it. I go, there's other things we should just quit. It's okay. Sometimes things are failures and you have to accept them and move on with your life.
Well, like you said, I mean, reach is good, but man's reach should not outextend his grasp, right? Which means that, you know, sometimes, at some point, cut your losses, basically.
Producer Sean, what should you just give up on?
Oh, man, celebrities got to give up and go into space. Stop wasting the money for a 5-minute space journey.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And while we're at it, Disney, stop Stop with the live action remakes. Give up on it. Let the classics be classics. We don't need a Pinocchio remake. We didn't need the Lion King remake. They were great as they were.
I actually agree with all this.
I mean, you told me terrible things about Pinocchio.
Yeah, but I really am excited for The Little Mermaid. So we'll see. I'm excited for that one.
We'll see.
Producer John, what should we just give up on, like Ford?
Sour beer. Who thought this was a good idea? It tastes like a Jolly Rancher or a Warhead, and it doesn't taste like beer, and it's disgusting.
I think in general, all the IPAs have had their day in the sun.
This is not an IPA, Anna. Don't disgrace the IPA by comparing it to the sour.
Look at how sensitive. I'm saying.
IPAs are gross.
Huh? Oh, whatever. You know what? You're all crazy. By the way, you're all also crazy for judging me for wearing sweatpants. The sweatpants stigma must end.
I mean, it's sweatpants with the flannel.
People should be able to wear sweatpants wherever. That's comfy. Tell anybody who hears sweatpants and flannel, tell me that doesn't sound comfortable.
I mean, if you're at home in your bed.
Right.
Yeah.
What if I'm at my desk? What about then? Still comfortable.
Raven, what should we give up on?
Let's give up on trying to redirect asteroids. This is not going to happen. All right.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not going to happen, Anna. It's the one thing about space that you're excited about, Anna, and it's not going to happen. Also, give up on everybody owning an electric car. It's not happening. If the electric car is $80,000, never is the day going to come where everybody owns an electric car. Stop telling me about how I got to own an electric car.
I bet you, though, you're wrong. I bet you in 7 years we're all driving electric cars.
Nope. I'm guessing not.
I think we should give up on crypto because I don't understand it, and I've tried so hard to understand it, and then it's like, it's not worth money. It is worth money. You should buy the crypto. You shouldn't buy the crypto. You could use your phone to pay with money, fake money. Like, if I can't understand it after all these years of trying to, let's give up on crypto and definitely whatever the NFT thing is, too, because that's, I don't even know what those words mean.
It's all fake.
Right.
Yeah. Let's give up.
And low-rise jeans. We're not bringing them back. It's over.
That age of discovery is done.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Kind of like group therapy. What's driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999. There's no doubt. Some people, well, you look at them, and even though you don't know anything about them, you think to yourself, that is all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Brad, what do you have today?
If you take your dog to a sporting event and let them do their business on the AstroTurf, regardless of whether you clean up or not, that's all I need to know about you.
I have yet to see that, and that is disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
my 6-year-old's football game this weekend, someone, you know, walking the dog.
Yeah, I mean, there's a dog walk area. Walk the dog somewhere else. On the other hand, when the dog decides he's going to poop, you know, at that point it happens.
Yeah,
but if the dog hasn't pooped,
and
you bring it to the AstroTurf,
right? Take him to the grass.
Agreed. I don't know if I'm an artificial turf fan anyways, though.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Are you?
Oh, my gosh. So my daughter plays on turf soccer. Uh-huh. And whenever I go to fields now, I'm a turf snob. When we go play away games and they don't have the turf, I'm like, oh, they should have came to our place. What is this?
What?
Yeah.
Tim, that's all I need to know about you.
When you're driving in the HOV lane and you get people that just keep cutting in and out, like it's their own personal lane, that's all I needed to know about you.
Yeah. You know, certain states, it's just a line, right? You know, certain highways, it's literally just a painted line. You know, there's not much of a difference. But other states, certain regions, there could be, I don't know, 15, 20 feet in between the two lanes, and they've got a dip for drainage, and people are trying to cross over that at 80 miles per hour, like they're getting anywhere faster. I mean, just relax.
Well, like I said, I'm on the road right now, and I drive in New York. I'm on the expressway.
Yeah.
And you get people that just keep crossing over the divider I'm here. It's my own lane. I can just do what I want to do.
Yeah. Good luck with that, man.
Jennifer, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay. So if my daughter and your daughter go to a nail salon and you meet them there, and my daughter asks you for a ride home and you say no and you leave her there, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
What do you mean?
How old is your daughter?
She was 12.
Yeah, I mean,
12.
That's...
And the friend and the mom live like very close and just left her there.
Can you imagine?
That's absolutely horrific. I can't. I mean, listen, I don't care if you're 40. If I need a ride, you better give me a ride. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, 12 years old? That's even worse.
Right?
I mean, that's terrible.
Some parents are nuts.
Even if it's like, bring
Right? Bring her back to your house and I can pick her up there.
Right.
But don't leave her there.
Right.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some things never fail to amaze me when I hear parents doing things like that. I'm so sorry that had to happen to your daughter.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. Now, when that mom hears it, you're never going to hear from her again. So that's fine.
That's probably the best thing.
Right. A new month, and that means Astrologer Ann is joining us. Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. What is November going to bring in the stars and the moon and the Mars, apparently?
Yes, it's a month of huge passion, and yet it's a slowdown month. It's a paradox, yes, but we can do it.
I am so confused. Yes, what, please decipher this for me, Ann.
Well, usually we're pushing forward in November. It's a really passionate month because of what's happening with the zodiac sign in play. It's super passionate Scorpio, the most interesting sign of the zodiac. And then at the end of the month, we get Sagittarius, the super sparkly, fiery, let's go have a party, be passionate sort of sign. What's different this year, we're going to have something that listeners may know about. They're familiar with Mercury retrograde, and a retrograde is when it looks like a planet from planet Earth is moving backwards in the sky. It's not really, it just looks like that, but it slows stuff down associated with the planet. Now, this time, the planet's gone backwards is Mars. We know this. This is men are from Mars, women are from Venus. That's the planet. It's the red planet, the planet of war, action, moving forward. When it's retrograde, it means, oh, wow, we just can't get anything of that stuff going. So how can we be passionate? Well, by being with the people who are already in our lives and rethinking passion, like, oh, what do I want that's different now? And you know what? We're going to get 10 weeks of it. What's really interesting about this is people from the past might come back into your life. Old flames. Great time to revisit stuff if you've got some loose ends.
It's just wild to me how every time we talk about astrology, it sounds like an invitation to a swinger party. It's wild.
So usually we always say moving forward, like, you know, like leave the past in the past. But you're saying that if people from the past are showing up this month, which they may do, then to kind of welcome them with open arms.
Absolutely. You might have some unfinished business, or it might be now's the time. So you'll have much more luck with people from the past coming through than you will with starting something new. If you try to start a new relationship or a new business or something, it's not going to have that Marge oomph in it. And it's going to be tough to keep it going, actually. And at the end of the Mars retrograde, which is mid-January, you might find out, oh, this isn't really working. It doesn't have any get up and go. So, yeah, maybe it's a make amends time. Maybe it's just an introspective time. But, ooh, if you're in a relationship, snuggle with your honey and really enjoy that.
I just picture the guy who has been working his whole life to open the barbershop. And he has the mayor coming tomorrow and the giant pair of scissors, the ribbon that they cut on the grand opening.
Yes.
And he's like, wait a minute. We got to wait till December 1st.
Hold off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, dear. And that's when we really hope that nobody's having that. But if you have, you know, then you just will deal with it down the road. But what a great opportunity this time is. You know, astrology, if you know the timing, like we always talk about, brings opportunity. If you know it's retrograde, that's great. The other cool thing about right now is what a chance to get a getaway vacation. If things are kind of slowed down, they'll be slowed down at work a bit too. Holidays are coming. Excellent time to take some extra days off or even schedule a little getaway, maybe with your main squeeze or with an old flame.
Sounds perfect. Astrologer Ann, you can find her online at astrologerann.com. Have a fantastic, slow, somewhat backwards November.
Wait, did you just invite me to a swinger party?
No, she did not. Maybe she did. What happens if you dress up as Elmo and stand on the side of a busy road with a sign that says honk for Elmo? You know what happens, Raven?
I'm guessing a lot of people honk, probably. Some people might just yell. Did nobody honk whatsoever? What did we learn?
You see deep into the psyche of the human mind, Raven.
I doubt that. I mean, how do you do that when they're driving by at 40 miles per hour?
Here's the thing. I had a full Elmo costume in my trunk. So I grabbed producer Sean and said, Sean, we're going to do the dumbest thing we've ever done in our life. We're going to make a giant sign that says honk for Elmo. We're going to go outside and do this. And Sean, you were on board. You were like, yeah, all right, let's go do it, right?
I was excited because I thought I'd be in the Elmo costume.
But then I decided I would be in the Elmo costume. And then Sean was disappointed.
Yeah. Very, very much so.
So here's what happened.
Honk for Elmo!
Not one person was honking for Elmo.
Wait a minute. Not one person honked?
No, at the beginning. So I said, okay, we have to take this to the next level. I go, maybe I need to do different kinds of Elmo.
Now, this is a grown person, 6 foot, 5 foot, whatever it is that you are.
5'2.5"
Covered in red fur, right out there on the street. I mean, it's a good costume. So, I mean, it's like Elmo was hitchhiking.
So I decide that I'm going to take on different personas of Elmo.
Okay.
Let's see if sexy Elmo will get more people. Sultry Elmo. That one honk for sultry Elmo.
It was very disappointing.
I mean, I feel bad just even asking. I feel dirty in this conversation, but what is sexy Elmo like? Because I've seen the costumes, and I know that that's not what you were wearing out there on the highway.
Okay, if you want to see what sexy Elmo is, you can go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven, and you can click on our story, and you'll be able to see all of this. But I'm not very sexy as a human being.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of a lot of me swiveling my hips around, right, Sean?
Oh, it was like a hip out?
You did a phenomenal job given the suit you were wearing. You did the best you could, and I'm still disappointed. No one honked for you.
Well, you forgot. Somebody did. Remember this?
Here comes a truck. It's a construction truck. Don't like sexy Elmo.
One quick beep.
No, here's the good thing. Construction guys, it doesn't even matter if you dress like Elmo. They're going to honk at you all the time. But I decided to go in a different direction.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to try a different Elmo. Sultry Elmo got 2. Now we're going to do, let's do sad Elmo.
The people love Elmo.
They're like, pick it up, man. Nobody wants to see Elmo step into traffic.
Oh, my gosh. I just looked really solemn and sad. Yeah. And people were just, honking like crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
People like sad Elmo.
Yeah.
Sad Elmo gets a lot more than sultry Elmo.
Right.
Sad Elmo is their spirit animal.
It's
true. More than sultry Elmo.
Blew my mind. The less you did, the more honks you got.
It's so strange. But then I decided to do one more Elmo.
Next, we're going to try Dance Party Elmo. People love dance parties. We'll see if Dance Party Elmo gets more love.
Nope. Nothing. I'm dancing like crazy. I'm doing the running man. Mm. I'm doing the jump, jive, and whale.
Sure.
Yeah. And then finally. I got a couple beeps at the end, but you know what I learned?
What's that?
The people like sad Elmo, and it really shows that people are weird.
They connect more to it. That's all I'm saying.
It's true.
I still feel like a lot of these were just like, be aware. Don't fall into the street. I don't want to be liable for this.
If you want to see me dress as Elmo on the side of the road and my experiment, you can head to our Instagram at Anna and Raven. Click on the story. So much hype around Halloween. So what happened last night? What happened? Did anything good go down? 1-800-330-9999. I only bought 4 bags of Costco candy. Usually I buy 6, guys. And I thought because it was a Monday, it was going to be slow. I had hundreds and hundreds of kids at my house. It started at 5 o'clock. At 8:30, I ran out. I became the house that was only giving out one piece of candy because I was going through. I went through 25 pounds of candy.
Oof.
I went into the house and took my girls' candy that they collected from trick-or-treating and started giving it out. And somebody knocked on my door at 9:57 p.m. They rang my doorbell at 9:57 still. I go, this shop is closed, buddy. We're done here.
I mean, I know, obviously, that you can replace the candy for your children.
Yes.
But in what world is that the priority? Just turn the light off at that point. You're out of candy. Just sorry, guys. We're out of candy.
No,
like, what are you doing?
I can't be the disappointment. Plus,
that's ridiculous.
The truth of the matter is I don't know if this is like this with other parents, but my kids don't even eat it.
Yeah.
Like, it's more like the thrill of the chase than it is the actual candy. I usually throw it out. I ended up bringing it here to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Producer John, what happened on Halloween last night?
We almost missed Halloween last night. It was me and, my son's mother. We've been split up for a little while. And when you try to figure out something with, like, a co-parent, sometimes it can be a little bit difficult. Didn't get contentious, but I show up at her house. She's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, why don't we go to the city? Why don't we go to this trunk or treat thing? We drive around, try to get to the trunk or treat thing. We can't find the trunk or treat thing. And then all of a sudden, I'm married again. All of a sudden, the last 3 years never happened. happened.
Right, you're a failure.
Like, my God, Ashley, just turn on the note. We're going to ask the cop what the, like, you know what I mean? And it's just this whole thing. And I look at the clock, and it's coming up on 7 o'clock.
Oh,
we have
man.
A three-year-old, man. So we both just decided to just be adults, and we parked in some random neighborhood and started walking around. Lovely neighborhood. Only funny thing that happened, though, was we walked by one house, and the old lady asks us, so do you live locally? And my ex starts to go, no, we don't know. Like, ah, yeah, we do. We live right across the bridge. It's fine.
Yeah, well, you know what? But I understand it. I live on a drop-off street where people come drop their kids off. Some neighborhoods are just prone to, that's where you go trick-or-treating.
But some people get real bent out of shape about it. It's weird.
Yeah. That is weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
The more the merrier, I would think.
Sean, what happened?
So Rachel and I are in a new place, and we were excited because, you know, seems like we had a lot of kids in our new neighborhood. You know, we went out, we wanted to be the cool house, so we went out and got the full-size bars. We had this whole setup with inflatables, lights, spider webs everywhere. We probably got like 5 kids, and that was it. And then we spent our night sad, watching horror movies on the couch, eating Butterfingers. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what happened to us, too. Same thing. I mean, we prepare. We bring the lights. We do all this stuff. I mean, it's like a movie opening, yep. You know, from the 80s. We're trying to bring people in. And more people in my neighborhood decorated this past time, I have to say. We had the wine out there. We had the bar set up. The adults came by. We had like 3 groups of kids.
You guys all should have came to my house.
Kind of sad.
All of you should have came to my house.
I would have taken your daughter's candy.
The day after, everybody's got a story. What happened on Halloween? So much hype. 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, Jessica. So what went down last night on Halloween?
So we were trick-or-treating, and the front neighbor left a bowl of candy outside for the kids to go by. And who shows up? A black bear went by and was eating the whole bowl of candy. It took him like an hour.
So this is not somebody in a bear costume. This is an actual black bear roaming your neighborhood.
We thought it was somebody in a bear costume. We're like, oh, it looks so real.
Yeah.
Closer, it was a real bear. So we ran away and we're like, oh, we're inside the house.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrifying.
That's unbelievable.
Oh. Bear ate all the candy and destroyed the wall, and then he went for the garbage. Oh, wow.
I'd be terrified at that point. But
Katie, what happened last night?
We actually had a great Halloween. Best Halloween probably in the past 5 years I've ever had. I have a 7-year-old daughter. We went out. The streets were full. Kids everywhere with their families. Everyone was dressed up. Candy. People even hanging out on their driveways like they used to back in the day. It was amazing.
Yep, you know, I agree. It was the biggest Halloween I've seen at my house in so many years. And I couldn't believe it because it was a Monday. I was shocked.
Agreed. It was so reassuring. And, you know, with things changing and everything going on these years, it was so nice to see. I felt like a kid again back when I went trick-or-treating.
Anna and Raven, what happened on Halloween last night?
All right, so it's a bit of a story. We get to one of these houses and my niece opens the door on my son's side and his phone falls into a storm drain.
Oh, no.
My son has like the worst anxiety. Thank God we're straight over from my sister's house, because when his anxiety goes, he has to poop. So now he has to run over to my sister's house. I call the fire department and have to sit there and wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Until they get the phone out of the drain storm. Thankfully, they came within 5 minutes. I was able to get the phone out the storm drain. I run back over to my sister's house. By the time, like, me and my son literally just met at the door, and my poor child was in pure panic the whole 5-10 minutes.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Todd, what happened?
All right, so I was, checking my Ring camera, and dude, this guy comes up in a Michael Myers outfit and completely moons, like, full-on butt cheeks on my Ring camera.
Nice.
I don't know why
moving
is so funny. I don't know why I'm such a child when it comes to this. I think because it's so shocking when somebody moons someone. Mm. Like, who wants to see that? Put that away.
Used to happen all the time. Used to happen. It was prevalent.
It's not so popular anymore.
I love the idea of watching my Ring camera and it's dark and you see the ghostly figure of a person emerge. They've got the Michael Myers mask on. And then all of a sudden, the only thing as pale and as white and glowing on the screen as their mask is their butt. I love that idea, actually. I think it's brilliant. I might go moon one of my neighbors tonight. It's not even Halloween anymore. I might do it.
I think you get arrested, right?
I don't know.
He feels wrong.
They got to weaponize the tears if you want to get arrested for mooning and then be like lewd, I guess. Something like that.
So much hype around Halloween. So what happened? 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
So when we were trick-or-treating, I kept tripping and losing all my candy on curbs that were under the leaves. And I broke my basket and I lost a lot of my candy, but I got it back and I put it inside a sweatshirt.
Well, I
continued to collect candy and still kept tripping.
It's amazing what effort you'll go to recover candy once it's been dropped. I mean, it's in the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, my dogs love leaf piles. So I hope you wash your hands.
Oh, gosh.
Have a great day.
Hey, Alyssa, what happened on Halloween?
Well, I have to preface this by saying last year we ran out of candy and we had a group of teenagers kick the bucket. So this year I wanted to make sure I had enough. And I think the same group of teenagers stole our two buckets of candy that we left outside in the beginning of the night.
I mean, you can't pacify these teenagers. They're bringing chaos.
Like, I know.
If you kick the bucket because the bucket's empty, like, I'm not going to try and go over the top to make you happy next time. I'm going to wait for you in the bushes.
Exactly. Oh, no. Very upsetting. I'm very angry.
I would be, too. Get out of here, kid. All right, Marion, what happened last night?
It was the strangest thing. I was out trick-or-treating with my kids, and this group of teenagers drive by in their car, and they threw an egg at me.
Oh,
but the
no.
egg didn't even crack. Oh. It just, like, bounced off of me. It was the weirdest thing. I've always heard of people getting eggs, but I never thought it would happen to me.
Eggs being thrown, they hurt
they
if they
do.
Don't break.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's like getting hit with a rock. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. Oh, it's terrible.
Thank you.
I wonder how hard I could throw an egg at somebody with it out with not breaking.
I mean, if the car is going 30 miles per hour and they're walking and you throw the egg, think about that.
Where'd it hit you?
In the stomach.
You know, like, you could really hurt somebody with that.
It's like getting punched in the stomach.
Yes.
No fun.
Yeah.
I've never gotten hit with an egg, but I got hit with a frozen snowball one time, and I got a black eye from it. It, like, took me right out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, an egg would definitely give you a black eye.
Absolutely.
No question.
Yeah. Donnie, what happened last night?
We went trick-or-treating, and my six-year-old son got a political pamphlet in his trick-or-treat pack. He's not old enough to vote.
People are crazy, right? I mean,
I know.
You know what? I've done it before. Where I've gotten, like, the religious pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that'll go in there. And aren't, like, I mean, certain religions, I don't think they're supposed to celebrate anything, but I'm pretty sure I've gotten some of those pamphlets in the bag when I was younger.
They got to teach you that
you're a sinner.
Their beliefs.
Right.
So.
They got to teach me that I'm wrong for knocking on the door for Halloween.
But if I open up my bag and there's a political pamphlet in there, you can be darn sure that instead of a Snickers, I am never voting for that person in my life. Right?
What if a Snickers is taped to it?
Well,
all right.
then it's bribery and it's not terrible.
I can be bought.
You know what I gave out last night too? I didn't even tell you.
What's up?
We had an event a couple years ago where we had Happy Halloween Anna and Raven stickers.
Oh, yeah. No, I have those.
I have thousands of them.
We didn't give away any at the event.
We forgot.
Right.
So we had all these, like, stickers.
Right.
So I was throwing them with the candy. I was throwing them in people's bags.
I still have stacks of those stickers somewhere, too.
Yeah, I was thinking about it last night, though. I'm like, what if, like, a kid is going through and he sees this and he just sticks it on my fence?
He'd be so mad.
Oh, my husband would kill me. But, you know, as of this morning, there were none, so good. Obviously, the pandemic screwed up a lot of things with the kids, but the one thing I forgot about was middle school dances.
Mm.
So this past weekend, my daughter Hayden, who's in eighth grade, and my nieces went to their very first middle school dance.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting. Here I am talking to them about it.
Mia, how was your very first middle school dance?
It was so much fun.
Did you slow dance with anybody?
No.
Did they play any slow music?
No, they played mostly rap music.
Ella, did you dance with any boys?
Not really.
So, what was your favorite part about the dance?
I don't know. Eating snacks.
And Hayden, this was your first dance. How did you feel? You did get asked by a boy. You told him you would see him there. Did you, in fact, see him there?
Yeah, and then he gave me $5 to dance with him.
And did you dance with him?
Yeah, but I didn't actually have to touch him because he didn't know how to slow dance.
But do they play slow dances? No, right?
They played one song at our school.
They played 30 seconds of a slow song, and then that was it for the entire night. I don't think they play slow dances anymore at a lot of these dances.
What are you talking about, 30 seconds?
They played like 30 seconds. You know how like the DJs mix it?
Yeah.
They like played 30 seconds.
And then they mixed out.
And then they mixed out of it. Isn't that crazy?
The crazy thing to me is when I think about, so my first dance I think was seventh grade. I don't even remember there being snacks. I don't remember anything except for the dancing with girls because it was the first time I had done anything like that.
Yes.
And it was all I was thinking about.
Right.
30 seconds. I feel like they played 10 slow songs at our dance.
And I was talking to my boss yesterday, and he was saying his daughters, too, that they go to the dances. They don't play any slow music anymore because they don't want them on like, you know, dancing on top of each other.
They don't want them to. But, I, you know what? I mean, I feel honestly like, you know, the tracks that you're dancing to now, they're dirtier than, you know, the slow songs. The slow songs is like there's a personal space. You know what I mean? This is my dance box. This is my dance space.
Oh,
and this is
me.
Your dance space.
I remember being in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I went to Catholic school. So we would have our dances in the church basement.
Sure.
So there would be a giant cross right up on behind us. And I remember we would listen to music like this, which in retrospect was weird.
Yeah. Dear mama. Yes, that's extremely strange for a church basement.
We'd be listening to Tupac, but we would dance this thing called the sandwich. And I don't know if you're with me at the sandwich, but it would be boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl. And we would all just slow on top of each other, like just kind of like
swaying. It's like a conga line,
yes.
but you're like in close proximity and you're not actually going anywhere.
And underneath the cross to Tupac. Yeah. It was the now when I look back, I'm like, man, that was weird for a middle school dance.
Where were the nuns on that? I mean, everything else, they were on top of stuff. What is that?
It was so strange.
I can remember seventh grade. So it was in my school, in my town. Seventh grade was the first year also that there was no other schools. There was only one school for all the seventh graders in all of town. And I'm pretty sure I took Melanie Sienna. And I remember, though, the song was definitely Aerosmith. You know, the basketball hoop hanging over your head.
Yep.
There's streamers all over the place.
Your hands are awkwardly on her shoulders because you don't know what to do with
no
them.
No idea what we're doing. And we're just rocking back and forth. We're just rocking back and forth.
I mean,
maybe you get a little smooch at the end of the night. Maybe there's some chips in her braces. Maybe not. You don't remember.
I don't remember any smooching, to be honest.
Really?
I don't think so. But then again, we were under the cross listening to Tupac, so.
Yeah.
My daughter went to her very first middle school dance this past weekend. I forgot all about middle school dances.
Yeah, they were the best.
Oh, you're so exciting. It's like you're finally in a social environment with everybody. What do you remember about your first dance? 1-800-330-9999. Stephanie, what do you remember?
First middle school dance. I want to say sixth grade. Seeing your crush there and not wanting to dance with them. You're too nervous to dance with your crush.
You know, that's the thing is when you're young, right? You got a crush. You love running into them, but you're also terrified.
Right.
You just kind of run in circles. You know what I mean? And run back to your friends and be like.
Do you remember the feeling of having a crush on somebody and then seeing them in the hall and all that? Sweaty.
I know. Now we're married and dead inside.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, Angela, what do you remember about your middle school dance?
Well, I got asked. I guess to protect the identity, we'll call him Michael, right?
I mean, he's a grown man.
And
now.
Michael.
We're protecting his identity.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a grown
man. I know, but
you can say
it was bad,
though.
Guys.
Okay, all right.
It was bad. Okay, so Michael hadn't hit his growth spurt yet, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I was taller, and he like, hit me around boob level. I distinctly remember a slow dance. So we went on to slow dance, and his face was just in my bosom the whole time. And I was like, I remember being scandalized.
I mean, maybe that's why they're not doing these anymore.
That is the opposite of what I expected. But a common thing at that age, right? Mm-hmm. Girls, they hit their growth spurt earlier.
Yes. So I always remember that. We were bigger than a majority of the guys there. Mm-hmm. And then the boys that were big, like I remember Johnny Donch, he was always big.
He was a big guy.
Yeah, so he was like...
Did you change his name to protect him?
No.
No, that's his actual name.
Oh, that's still his name.
I hope you're still big, Donch.
You're listening. You're probably still listening. And you're probably still as tall as you always were. But all the girls wanted to go with him because he was the most, like, you know, same size.
Right.
So it wasn't so awkward.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Do you think Johnny's mad that I used his real name? I go on Facebook. Where is Johnny Donch?
Maybe she also went with Johnny.
Carl, what happened at your middle school dance?
My friends and I got really into swing dancing. So we tried to swing dance with the girls, but we were in sixth grade. So we really couldn't hold them up. So when we tried to swing them around to the other side of the waist, we both just keeled over and pancaked on the floor.
I can already tell you when this was. Oh, my gosh. When was that a big thing? Remember? It had to be when I was that age, too.
Well, it was like when they were doing, what was it?
What was the song?
Bad Voodoo Daddies or whatever.
Yeah, all those. Big Bad Voodoo. Let me see if I'm right.
Yeah. And then it was Brian Setzer.
Yep.
And his orchestra, Jump, Jive, and Whale. It was always fun. Although, most people I see, they can't really do it right. So people could just be careening off in different directions all over the place. You know, you work up some serious momentum. You get some G's going with that thing, and somebody could just spin right off into the punch table. It'd be a disaster.
There's always that one dance where they probably don't do it anymore because now it's so outdated. Huh. But when they try to do the dirty dancing thing where they try to lift the other person.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
No, do not do that.
Right now, everybody under the age of 30 is like, what is she talking about?
Right, they're who? Right. What?
Going to your first middle school dance. Remember that? Because of the pandemic, they haven't happened in so long. And my daughter went to her first one this past weekend. I forgot how exciting it is.
I remember me and Melissa had broken up and me and Melanie were dating.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Then everyone's just standing around awkwardly. 1-800-330-9999. Laquanda, what do you remember about your first middle school dance?
So my grandmother used to bring us to our dances. And so me and my cousin, my grandmother always dressed us alike. So I remember, being embarrassed going to the dance, having to look like my cousin, who's a boy, and, having to wear, similar outfits, and my grandmother dropping us off at all the dances. And she had, this 85 Riviera. It was, super embarrassing.
The Buick Riviera was the jam.
But grandma always took us to all the dances.
That's wild. I mean, you know what? Why do parents do this when they dress kids similar? Even twins, they don't get to separate their identity. So here you are, you and your cousin having to deal with this.
Right.
That's terrible.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was all the time. It was all the time.
Because everybody thinks that you chose that, Laquanda. That's
as if we were a couple. It was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing.
Steve, what happened at the middle school dance?
Hey, so this is one of the best 90s kid nostalgic stories. So middle school, Sadie Hawkins dance. You know what a Sadie Hawkins dance is? Is where the girl has to invite the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, right? Like the Bumble.
So I go to pick her up. I'm super nervous. I was this really shy, awkward kid, but I love boys to men. So I show up at her front door. My dad is blasting On Bended Knee, and I am sending On Bended Knee to this chick that I'm so completely enamored with and was so shocked that she asked me to this dance. So that's how we started the evening, was On Bended Knee with some boys to men.
So romantic.
I'm pretty sure On Bended Knee, he's apologizing because he cheated on her.
Yeah, but you don't know that when you're 12.
I didn't know that.
You don't know that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I can remember being in a friend's car and that song being on, and I'm pretty sure he had cheated on her, and she was just crying.
Oh,
and you know how when you're when you're a kid, you'll get in anybody's car. If you don't have your own car, you'll get in anybody's car. So you're in the back seat and you're just this is kind of awkward. But you're still not planning on walking.
I feel 99% of my middle school dances were surrounded by boys to men.
You know what? He married that girl, and she was a terrible person. And they divorced, and she raked him over the coals financially and with his kids. You know what? I'm glad you cried, Karen.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm not changing names to protect anybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, give me the
reason. I'm down on bending. Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Luke and Marie. Marie, what's going on?
Well, I recently inherited $100,000 under unfortunate circumstances, but the money is mine now. And I have a corporate job, and I absolutely hate it. It takes all of my energy. I'm sick of it. I've always loved doing crafts and doing, like, craft things. I make these beautiful birdhouses, and I want to quit my job and use the money to sort of jumpstart my own business and start going to, you know, fairs and selling my and doing more projects to sell on Etsy and sort of go into the craft business full time. That's what my plan is. I really want to change my life.
Okay, I understand that. And Luke, why are you? What's your point of this? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's only $100,000 is where I'm coming at it. That's not a lot. That's some people's yearly salary. So, and to start, even if the business is successful, any successful business takes time to get up and running and actually start to make money. So I don't think she should be quitting her job outright and then putting everything into this. I think that money can be used to, you know, pay up some things or make some investments that might help us in the long run, and then use part of it to, I don't know, split your time, do both, scale back at work, but not outright quit. That's where I'm at.
Well, it's kind of a tricky thing, right? I mean, because how often do we hear about these great companies that kind of come out of nowhere, and what do they say? Well, I was, you know, destitute, or I decided one day I quit my job and I dove all the way in. On the other hand, I mean, you can burn through $100,000 shockingly fast,
right.
Shockingly mm-hmm. fast. And coming back, it's never the same, right? Even if you can come back, it's never quite the same. You gave up the time, you gave up the seniority, you know, whatever it may be. You know, on the other hand, when you're burnt, you're burnt. I applaud people who have the guts to change their life when they feel like it's what they need to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I get really torn in situations like this because every ounce of me wants to say you have to follow your dreams and go for your dreams. And then every other ounce of me says you have to pay your mortgage.
That's right.
And it's a tough thing.
Yeah, it is a tough choice. Yeah.
I don't know. Would you give up your career to chase a dream if you had a windfall like this? What do you think? Maybe you're with Marie. This is your opportunity. You have to go for it. Or you may say Luke's side, too. Yeah, I get it. Like, everything says dream big, all the little posters that you buy. But it's not the reality of some of the situations. And this is one of those times when you got to figure something else out.
Right. Maybe you just give it to the mortgage company. Who knows?
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Man, it's hard. Because you want to say follow your dreams. Yeah. But then you also really want to say, no, you got to be a responsible adult. Luke and Marie. Marie inherited $100,000, and she says this is her chance. She hates her corporate job. She wants to quit, and she wants to make crafts, and she wants to go do those, you know, the fairs and sell it on Etsy and all that. Her husband, Luke, is not on board.
Yeah, I mean, Luke says, listen, I get it. You don't like your job. And everybody knows that feeling, right? It's terribly draining when somebody hates your job. But he says, we've got bills to pay here. What if you dip your toes into this? Do a fair here or there. Take some of that money. Put a little bit of it in. But for the most part, just keep working right now. Figure out a different plan.
But she's miserable. That's the worst part.
Oh, it's terrible when you're feeling that way.
What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Donna.
I hate to say, but I'm on his side. I know someone whose wife does crafts, and she's tried to make money that way, you know, at these little fairs and, you know, flea markets and stuff. And it's almost impossible to make any money, to even break even. I would recommend that she start looking. I mean, it sounds like she really hates her job. She needs to look for another job. Maybe, you know, as they call it, quiet quitting, just focusing more on, you know, getting a resume out there. If she wants to shift fields, fine, but she's not going to make any money making little crafts, nothing like a corporate job would make.
There are different definitions of success, of course. I mean, if you're feeling better every day, you don't need to make the same amount, but you need to make something.
Well, no, you need to make money. You got to pay your bills.
Right.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Marie hates her job. Corporate America, marketing, she can't stand it. Inherited $100,000, has always wanted to have her own craft business, do the carnivals, the fairs, sell on Etsy. Her husband, Luke, says, you're not going to quit your job to do this just because you got an extra 100 grand.
Yeah, 100 grand isn't enough. That's the way Luke sees it, to step away. But Marie says, you know what? It's just time for me to make a change. This is a tough one. When you feel like everything inside you is calling out to do so, but you're not quite there yet.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Jen, whose side are you on?
Luke, for sure. You can't, there's no way she could give up a job, even if it's only $50,000 a year or something. If you want to take it as a side hustle for now and take a little bit of it and start a side hustle, that's what I would do. There's no way I would get a job, especially nowadays.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, this is Michael. I'm kind of with the buddy on this one. I feel you shouldn't have to quit your job to pursue your dreams. I feel she should try to pursue her dreams while keeping her job.
But Mike, I mean, she hates it.
I guess I hate my job too. I'm also in the middle of making investments to get my booty back to Florida, but I gotta do what I gotta do to make money and pay bills and pay my car note or
right.
Everything. I don't have to quit my job to make my dream come true, though. I'm making it come true while also draining myself. I'm only 25. It's hard. It's hard, especially in this economy. It is definitely tough.
Hey, Christina, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, but I think that she should have a plan. So she shouldn't just quit her job. She's got to think things through, maybe take a business course, look into what it takes to run her own business. Before just quitting her job and leaving.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Luke, our audience agreed with you today. Marie, it's one thing to chase your dreams, but you have to figure out a way to do it responsibly, where now you have this extra cash, you can try to build that, but giving up your corporate life, you know, altogether to chase this dream may not be the right thing to do.
Well, I'll see if I can make it work.
I get it. You know, something kind of fell in your lap. It was unexpected. And, you know, you feel like, you know, this is the time. Let me jump ship and do it. But maybe just a little bit further into this venture, right? Maybe do some of these live events and see how you do and then kind of reassess at that point. Hey, maybe it takes off and then you can do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be tomorrow. Luke, you've got to be relieved somewhat anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against the dream at all. I just think, you know, you can ease into the pool, and I think it's a good way to go, that we can try it out sparingly and then, you know, use the money to help, but, you know, not cold turkey. So I think it's good.
Okay.
I'm just kind of jealous that you have one, right? You know what I mean? So many people don't even have, like, a dream or something like they're going towards. So good for you, Marie. Keep working at it.
Yeah, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,500. All right, we have Tim and your son, Tyler. You guys ready to play?
We're ready to play.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, boys.
Okay. So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
We're ready.
Okay, number one, Black Adam is number one at the box office again this weekend and hit $100 million ticket sales faster than any other DCEU movie since Aquaman. What actor plays Black Adam?
The Rock.
Number two, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox dressed up as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee for Halloween. Tommy Lee is the founding member of what band, along with Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil?
Motley Crue.
Number three, Heidi Klum is famous for her Halloween costumes, and this year she was a worm, a giant, scary worm. Making the Cut is her newest reality series on Amazon. Who does she co-host it with?
Simon Cowell.
Number four, Taylor Swift became the first artist in history to occupy all 10 spots on Billboard's Hot 100. She was raised on a farm in Pennsylvania that sold what?
Apples.
And number five, a study found that just 2 minutes of exercise each day can help you live longer. HIIT workouts continue to trend on the gym circuit. What does HIT stand for?
Heat, intensity, tenacity.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Oh,
yo.
Tim and Tyler started strong, and then it didn't go well. 2 out of 5.
Okay, $2,500 bucks. Doesn't sound great. Let's see what happens.
Number one, Black Adam, number one at the box office again this weekend. Hit $100 million ticket sales faster than any other DCEU movie since Aquaman.
Wow.
What actor plays Black Adam?
It's easy, The Rock.
Yes. Number two, Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox dressed up as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee for Halloween.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee is the founding member of what band along with Nikki Sixx and Vince Neil?
Motley Crue.
Yes, you guys are tied. Number three, Heidi Klum is famous for her Halloween costumes, and this year she was a worm, a giant worm.
I heard it was gross.
It was really weird.
She's crazy.
Weird. Making the Cut is her newest reality series on Amazon. Who does she co-host it with?
Is that Tim Gunn?
Yes.
Yes, the only reason I know is because I'm watching that Peripheral on Amazon, this other new sci-fi series. It's awesome. The Lord of the Rings is getting panned, but they have some other good shows right now.
What does that have to do with Heidi Klum and Tim Gunn?
Because they show it all on the thing.
On the previews, yeah.
Like Netflix. They're also making their app look a lot more like Netflix, which is helpful.
Yeah. Okay, number four. Taylor Swift became the first artist in history to occupy all 10 spots of the Billboard's Hot 100.
Yeah, no surprise. She's a big deal.
She was raised on a farm in Pennsylvania that sold what?
Christmas trees.
Yes. And number five, a study found that just 2 minutes of exercise a day can help you live longer. HIIT workouts continue to trend on the gym circuit. What does HIIT stand for?
High impact training, I'm going to guess?
No, high intensity interval training.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, guys. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
We appreciate it. We can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, guys. You're going to have to split it. $2,600 bucks tomorrow.